Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are, you're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears, lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Hi, Gary Butterfield.
Hi, Gary. Hey, you're a man. What's happening?
Hey, buddy. Not much. I was just, I wanted to give you a call. It's been a little while since we talked, and I was thinking about you.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Gary. I've been thinking about you, too.
Oh, well, that's nice. I mean, my ears have been burning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Medically, that's... I don't know. My phone broke up a little bit. I was saying I've been thinking about YouTube.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were thinking about you two as in, well, let's go down the list, right? We got Boy.
Yeah.
We got War.
Sure.
We have Under a Blood Red Sky.
Uh-huh. And then we have
How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb.
Greatest Hits 2.
Greatest Hits 2. Zoo TV.
Yeah. Octunzi TV.
Yeah, Octunzi TV. But really, I thought you were talking about me, and the reason, so we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, we have.
You know, right? And, one of the nice things about that is, like, you get somebody and they know you really well, and I was just thinking about, like, everybody I know, you know, maybe you know me the most. And I was just thinking, like, what, you know, when you think about me, what do you think about?
Beards. Think about beards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Think about diabetes.
Sure, I bring it up a lot. So I'm the poster boy for diabetes.
Yeah, you're a real kind of like bearded Brimley, you know?
Yeah, I'm like a bearded, like a Brimley with facial hair.
And like Wilford Brimley, I know you also are fond of horses.
Yes, my friend. As you know, my twin passions are innovation and horse rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and anybody who's known me for more than a couple minutes knows that. And because you know me so long, and I thought maybe you'd want to hear about this new venture that I've started.
Okay.
That kind of unites innovation and horse rescuing.
Okay, this sounds great.
Yeah, I call it Gary Butterfield's Friendly Neighborhood Horse Rescue.
Wow. I like the name. Keep going.
Everybody loves horses. Like the majesty of horses. Like, have you ever watched Lord of the Rings?
Peter
Jackson's?
Yeah,
like if you're watching Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson's, like you're seeing all of these just beautiful creatures, you know, like you got Shadowfax, you got the Ringwraith's horse,
you got all Rohan horses.
Yeah, Rohan, which is just like a horse boner paradise. Like it just, you know, these soulful, majestic creatures. Their eyes are like big wet fists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they're absolutely gorgeous. Everyone loves them. And I was just thinking about how sad it is, you know, that their horses, like everybody knows, like horses shouldn't be abused. They shouldn't be on the set of HBO's Luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all these like horse hazards, but there was never like a horse rescue out there for like horses that are just like from the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah, I understand. Like those are the horses that you see those like late night commercials with Sarah McLachlan, you know, where she's singing in the arms of angels, and then there's all these, like, horses that look sad, and they're on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah, and Soul Asylum had that song about it. Black Gold?
Oh.
Black Gold.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, if you read between the lines,
mm-hmm.
Clearly about horses that were troubled youths, like troubled colts.
Yeah.
Colts in Revolt, we call them.
What is this, like a plot of land that you let horses roam free, or, I mean, what is it?
Well, I figure roaming free has been these horses' problems. Like, their leashes are too long. They need some good old-fashioned discipline. So what we do is we have this huge you know that I'm a landowner.
Mm.
I'm a landed gentry. And I've got this huge plot of land in rural Oregon where the horses are run through, like, kind of a series of, drills and exercises and lessons to hopefully turn them into productive members of horse.
Okay, of horsiety. What kind of drills and exercises? What do we expect, and how long does it usually take?
So, like, I mean, we're really putting them through. Like, if you've ever seen one of Stephen King's, like, magical retard movies where, like, they get rehabilitated and, you know, it's just through normal society. So we're doing all those things the same way you would with one of those guys. You know, we're teaching them to read. We're helping them get their diploma.
Okay.
They're learning how to jump. And then if one of the big things with these guys is that they can be real violent. So every once in a while, they have to spend a little bit of time in a Big Papa G's No Bite Box.
It's like a regular Green Mile for horses.
It's a fun name for a really small box, and that has very little ventilation. And you know, some of the horses kind of refer to it as death row, in horse language, by which I mean they stamp out with their hooves.
Because at that point, and you're not a Morse code.
Right. I can teach them to read, but I can't teach them to speak. The biology isn't there.
Sure.
And the technology isn't there.
Yeah.
But I think if we get enough investors, that might become a thing.
So if you get a couple Sam Rockwell horses, they get locked in, like, the scary room, and then they cry and scream all day. And then they get let back out, and they're ready for what? Do they get adopted? How does this work?
When they do, yeah, so they go back into horse society, whatever that means, and when that happens, we call it the Shaw Flank Redemption, and so they go back to, you know, their owners, they go back to like, you know, wherever horses come from in Europe, they go back to Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson's, they go back to, you know, Hollywood, where you know, horses can be the stars and usually are,
yeah, and little girls who have ponies that are misbehaving.
Yeah, like short-sighted parents who don't understand how to tell their kids no, want to buy their daughter a pony, but they don't want to buy them, you know, somebody like Liquid Thunder, you know, who is one of our most troubled stallions.
Okay.
And he came in, he was biting, and he was pawing out big drawings of dicks in the dirt, like, the entire time he was there. Like, every time I walked out onto the horse course, like, it looked like this big, huge dick, and it was kind of also a middle finger. I don't know which one it was, but it was impressive either way.
Gary, I really like this idea. I think it's the right thing to do, number one. Number two, I think you're the right guy to be heading this up because of your love of innovation and horses.
But horses.
What I think what's lacking is, I think you need a good, like, a few slogans to really have this thing take off. Do you have
One of the things. I've got a couple, but one of the reasons why I called you is because one of the things, so, you know, you think about me, you think about innovation in horses. You know, you think about Brayton, and you think about sloganeering, beards, and, like, all the kinds of mustard. So, like, you think about, like, honey mustard and stone ground mustard and, you know, all those, because you're legendary for that love.
I do love mustard so much.
Yeah, it's a tangy condiment.
Yeah.
But really, right now, I want to tap into your love of sloganeering.
Okay.
So let me run by, and then hit me back. So, Gary Butterfield's friendly nerdy Boarhood Horse Course. Turn a war horse into a your horse.
Yes, that's really good. That's really good.
Thank you. So, I mean, what do you got? Well, we're gonna need slogans for all kinds. Because the thing about horses, there are more of them than ever. They're everywhere, and we need to make sure that we have signage anywhere there's horses, which is practically everywhere.
Okay,
you know, so we're gonna need a lot of different slogans.
Something like Gary Butterfield's friendly. Boarhood Horse Course, where redemption is par for the horse.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that can go up in subways. And then, you know, in the sign, those electronic kiosks there on top of urinals and sports bars, we can have a picture of me, a picture of a horse with, like, a backwards bandana chewing up a can of spray paint, and then another picture of me, and then a horse... you know, signing a report card with his hoof that's all A's, and then it says, Gary Butterfield's friendly nerdy Boarhood Horse Course, turn an equine into an e-mine.
Very good, very good. Let's see, what do I have here? Okay, Gary, how about this one? Gary Butterfield's friendly hey! Boarhood Horse Course. It's a course of a different color.
That's excellent. playing off Wizard of Oz, one of the most prominent horse movies, you know. And it's going to get the kids, because that movie has all kinds of witches and monkeys and shit. So, and getting the kids, like, getting them while they're young and getting them interested in horse rescuing, you know. I'm thinking about this whole thing about advertising. Like, everybody wants to advertise to people with disposable income, you know, white males age 18 to 35. I'm saying, hey, when you're 18 to 35, you're so fertile. Your balls are full of cum, so you're going to have preemies and preteens. And I want to advertise to them because their dads are going to pay for things. Oh. So I'm thinking about something like, Gary Butterfield's friendly, nay! Burhood Horse Course. It's not a rescue. It's a rescute.
It is. I mean, this is mostly for ponies and stuff. And
Yeah. I mean, we try to get them young.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume a lot of people are, like, bronies show up as well, looking at horses, trying to put, like, little colorful stamps on their butts.
We have, there's an electric fence around my compound that is just, like, 10 bodies deep of bronies, like, at this point. Like, they do, it is a hazard. But, and then we hire, you know, farmhands also to shoot on site.
Speaking of farmhands, how about this? You can lead a course to Walter, but you can't make him think. And that's the Walter. Walter's going to be the new name of one of your stable hands.
I've got a copy of Baby Names 2008 right here, and it's going to be a popular baby name, especially after Breaking Bad. So yeah. I can definitely, and if not, I can call him whatever I want. It's at will employment. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great. And then if you add a little rider to that, like, you can't make him think about horse rescuing.
Well, he's just got to think about mucking stables.
Yeah, like, well, mucking stables and shooting bronies.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it's a real 50-50 mix.
As long as he doesn't get him confused that, and shoot the stables.
Yeah, well, our stables are all bulletproof. That's happened a couple times.
Okay.
It's a real pain in the ass, too. They have, like, different timesheet codes, so when they're going on and doing their timesheet, they have to use different indexes, depending on what time they spend shooting bronies and what time they you know, use cleaning stables. It's kind of a pain in the ass. It's okay. Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, you know, because with Gary Butterfield's friendly Burhood Horse Course, you don't look a gift course in the mouth.
And employment certainly is a gift course.
It is a gift course.
Yeah. Okay, I like that last one. How about Gary Butterfield's friendly Burhood Horse Course is no Trojan course, it's the real deal.
That's excellent. Because there were a lot of, one of the reasons why I started this is there were a lot of fakes out there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fakes.
There were actually
horse rescue plants that really just make glue and dog food.
Well, they would do that. Or, like, worse, like, have you ever seen the Ninja Turtles movie?
Yeah.
You know that weird warehouse where they're training the kids to be bad kids with cigarettes?
More than I'd like to know. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, it was kind of like, it was like that with horses. So there are all these horses smoking, and, you know, the first time you see a horse smoke, it's real cute.
Yeah,
and then, like,
and then those are the horses that are already bad kids, and then they get worse, and then they have drug problems, and, you know, there's, what are you gonna do after that?
Yeah, you got to start looking at, you know, the symptoms, you know, and that's my next step. So, like, right now, it's all about the horse rescue, and then after, before that, it's going to be the Gary Butterfield friendly. Burhood Horse Intervention, where prevention is the key and invention is the intention.
That's really good. Could you not open both of these?
It's a capital thing at this point. Like, a lot of my money is tied up in brony removal.
Sure, and you're, like, it's a non-profit, so I can understand you're not.
Yeah, I make shit. Like, I end up begging for almost all of my money and everything.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand. I understand. Gary, I really like this idea. Every time I go to a place like this, I have to bring my backpackula, and they're just, I don't know what to do with it when I get there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, backpackula has become part of the family. So, like, one of the things that we want to do is when you sidle on up, because we kind of have a fun ranch atmosphere, we have a place for you to hitch your backpackula, and they can put on tiny little spurs, and we call them saddlebagulas.
Oh, very nice. Is this by the Horse Blood Bank?
Yeah, one of the reasons why I started is because I wanted a steady supply of horse blood. You know, we have this horse blood bank, and it's also for the horses.
Yeah.
It's not just for me. It's like in case one of the horses is missing some blood and another one feels like lending a hoof. It is a fun fact, and you maybe don't know this, but horses love to donate blood.
Really?
Yeah, they enjoy chewing grass. They enjoy smoking a lot, especially once they start. And then they enjoy donating blood. Like, the whole process. Like, the cookie, the small talk with the nurse.
Mm-hmm. The questionnaire they have to fill out every time.
Yeah, horses love to talk about how they don't have AIDS.
And they haven't been to Cameroon in 7 years?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. Some of our sister branches have a problem with that, especially the ones in Cameroon. But we do pretty all right.
Well, that's great. I'm way into this idea, Gary. Can I just bring a horse to you? Do you find all your horses?
If you know a horse is in trouble, we have a horse hotline.
Okay.
That you can call. The number is 1-800-NATE-NATE-6-NATE-5-9-4.
Oh, okay. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, that spells 1-800-HORSE-UP.
Because it's always a horse up at Gary Butterfield's friendly. Nay! I'm glad you think you've already been a huge help with these slogans.
Yeah. Do you need any more?
Yeah, if you've got any more, we're always looking for more slogans. Like, we don't have anything for, I'm taking out an ad in the LA Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write an ad on the ceilings of buses for people who are looking at the ceilings of buses.
Mm-hmm.
And then Skyriders.
Okay. So something like, you'll always get back on that course.
With a horse. Course.
Well, sure.
Comma, Gary Butterfield's friendly neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How about use the horse, Luke?
That's a
and
cool
then we get a
Luke
stagehand named
right?
Luke. Yeah, yeah. Or Luke the I called him a stagehand, but I meant a stablehand.
Well, that's kind of, you know, the world's a stage, right?
All the world is a stage, and we are merely nayers. The horse course.
Indeed, Gary. Well, I'm in full support. Can I donate money and horses?
Yeah. Send horses our way to help. Send horses to be kind of like student horses or like mm-hmm. proxy horses. Serve as examples. Like, if you know any horses in the community, they'd like to come talk at one of our workshops.
Horses that are kind of like camp counselors, then?
Yeah, or just like famously successful horses. You know, like we weren't able to get Shadowfax or anything, but we did get one of the Nazgul horses to come and talk about meeting Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
And how much he likes grass and how much he loves to smoke. You know, and that was really, really inspirational.
I thought
for my boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's addicted. I mean, I let him slip in that last bit.
Okay, I was gonna say I thought that would be a bad influence.
Well, he's, you know, he talks about how much he loves it, and it makes them all want a cigarette, and then they go in the no-bite box. It's also the no-puff hut. So, yeah, I mean, you know, money is always welcome, and you can deduct that on your taxes.
Will do.
And, you know, yeah, that sounds great. I knew I could count on your support, being such a good friend, being such a lover of the things that you love, and knowing me so well and knowing how important this is to me.
Yeah, I am 100% behind this, as always, Gary. I think this is great. I like horses. I think mm-hmm. little girls like horses. Hugh Jackman has stated several times during the filming of Wolverine movies that he likes horses, but has mm-hmm. stated in other movies that he's not very crazy about horses. Billy Crystal loves horses. He said so during City Slickers 2, but not City Slickers 1.
He grew to love them.
Yeah, he did. He really did. He grew to love them. And they're the kind of animal that grows to love you, too.
It's also the kind of animal that grows. And that's what we're really focused on here, is that it's on a path and it's just going to keep going on unless you intervene. You know, trivia, did you know that Jamie Foxx used his own horse during Django Unchained?
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. And the scene at the end where it does all those little horse tricks are actually tricks that Jamie Foxx taught his horse how to do.
Oh, spoilers. I haven't seen it.
It is mostly about horses and tricks.
Oh, man.
So,
that makes me want to see it even more.
I know. And then the trailers really don't sell it. It's kind of like a Cabin in the Woods situation where you think you're going to get this revenge thriller about slavery, and it's really about competitive horse tricking.
Yeah. I think I would have liked it more if they would have shown more horse tricks.
Yeah, go see it.
I will. I definitely will. I'm going to go see it right away.
Excellent. And deducted as research for the project.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm gonna get back to my boys, my Colts.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Colts and Revokes. Go ahead,
get your business duster on. Make it happen.
I'm wearing a business duster now. So yeah, I'm gonna go do that. And I hope you have a good night.
Okay. Thanks. You
and,
have a good night too.
Pleasant dreams.
Adios. Vaya con Dios, Gary. And raccoon pants. Reach for the brass ring of business sense. It's a suit that's a duster. It's a DIS.
The dual illusion system doing what it knows best.
That's right. That's absolutely right. The wind show is blowing today.